السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى الذي أرسل إلى الناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا كان يوم عيدهم، يعني يوم فطرهم، باها بهم الملائكة فقال: يا ملائكتي، ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله؟ قالوا: ربنا جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره. فقال: يا ملائكتي، عبيدي وإمائي قضوا فريضتي عليهم، ثم خرجوا يعجون إلى الدعاء، وبعزتي وجلالي وكرمي وعلوي وارتفاع مكاني لأجيبنهم. فقال: ارجعوا، قد غفرت لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات. فيقول: قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، فيرجعون مغفورا لهم. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable علماء الكرام, respected brothers and elders in Islam, we find ourselves on a day which for some is a day of happiness, and for some it is a day of joy mixed with sadness, a day of mixed emotions. That during this day, the day signifies the departure of that beloved guest, that guest which was granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us, that guest that made our houses alive with the tilawat of Quran, that filled our masajid, kept us during the day filled with ibadat, fasting, tilawat of the Quran, during the night standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on this day we will find people who will be rejoicing as if the shackles that were on them are now removed, and that they can revert to the life that they had previously. And we will find that those who are crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the departure of this guest, that is the month of Ramadan. Such is the status of this guest or the month of Ramadan that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had mentioned with regards to this month. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذَا أَرَدَ اللَّهُ أَن يُعَذِّبَ قَوْمًا مَا عَطَاهُمْ شَهْرَ رَمَضَانَ, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to punish a certain nation, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have granted them the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have granted us the month of Ramadan. So this month of Ramadan that has just passed us was a month of blessings, a month of rahmah, in which the doors of Tawbah were opened. The doors of Jannah were open. The doors of Jahannam were shut. And the shayateen were shackled and chained in this month. So my dear brothers, now that this month has passed on, what is the time for now? It is a time to introspect and retrospect. That has the objective of this month come into our hearts? Have we achieved what is desired of us during this month? Wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. What is the objective of this month? Is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that fasting has been ordained upon us, like it has been ordained upon those before us, so that we may attain taqwa. Taqwa, my dear brothers, does not mean that for a month we pause our life, we pause the actions that we were doing, whatever haram we were committing during the month preceding Ramadan, we had just pressed the pause button on that, and once the hilal of Eid is sighted, we return to that month, to that life. But no, my dear brothers, taqwa, the barometer of taqwa, what is the yardstick of taqwa? How do we understand whether we have taqwa in our life? And my dear brothers, this is what is the most important objective, the most important worry and concern of ours should be, that whether taqwa has come into our hearts and into our lives, and thereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting the month of ibadat and the month of fasting. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that kunu biqubuli al-amal ashaddu ihtimaman min al-amal. That when it comes to the a'mal of deen, the greater worry and concern that we should have is not whether we have done that amal, but whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted that amal or not. So my dear brothers, this month that we have gone through, what is the sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have accepted that amal, that our ibadah during this month, is that whether we have obtained taqwa. And how do we analyze, what is the barometer by which we analyze whether we have obtained taqwa or not? Is that, my dear brothers, we find that the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in front of us at all times. There is an incident during the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, of a youngster who was extremely good looking. And daily he used to pass by the house of a woman who was enchanted by his beauty. So she began, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِنَّ كَيْدَ كُنَّ عَظِيمٌ, that the wiles of the female gender are extremely great. So Allah this lady, she tried a few of her charms and she attempted to entice this young boy into her home. So after a few days of beautifying herself, of trying whatever she could, through the assistance of shaitan, she managed to entice this young boy into her house. When this young boy entered her house, immediately he thinks of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبُصِرُونَ. That those people who have obtained taqwa, that when a touch from shaitan comes upon them, it's not that if you have obtained taqwa that you will be safe from the trap of shaitan. Shaitan makes an effort more upon those who have taqwa, more than those who do not have taqwa. Those people who are closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the efforts on shaitan upon them is greater than those who are not close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this youngster, this ayat comes in front of him, that when shaitan gets hold of a person, then what does he do at that time? تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَاهُمْ مُبُصِرُونَ. That they remember who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in front of him. And his eyes open and he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, after this ayat came to this youngster's mind, he falls down unconscious. So this woman takes this, with the assistance of her servant, she takes this youngster and she leaves him at the house of his aged father. They knock on the door and they leave. The father opens the door, he finds his son unconscious, lying down. After some efforts to revive him, it had come closer to the evening. And when this youngster revives, then they ask this youngster that what has transpired, what caused you to fall unconscious? So this youngster replies that first he was ashamed of what had transpired. Naturally, a person close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء, that when a person does anything that is not in conformance to the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like it that a person is loud and brash about it, that he boasts about it to others. So naturally this youngster, he was ashamed of what had transpired. So after insistence from his father, he tells his father that this is what happened. So the father asks him, so what was that ayat? What was that ayat that caused you to fall down unconscious? So this youngster replies that this ayat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Reciting this ayat, the youngster breathes his last and passes away and becomes a beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in accordance to the sharia, the father hastens with the burial of the child at the dead of night. The next morning when Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is informed that this is what had transpired, he runs to the house of the youngster and he asks the father that why did you hasten with the burial without informing me? Why did you not call me to attend the burial? So the father tells Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, O Amirul Mu'mineen, it was late at night, we do not want to disturb you, we do not want to wake you up from your sleep. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then instructs the father to take him to the qabr of the youngster. And he goes to the qabr and he addresses the qabr and he says, Ya Shab, Inna Allah Ta'ala yaqul, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ قَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. That person who has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store for him not one jannat, but two jannats. From the qabr, the sound of the youngster comes out and he says, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, O Amirul Mu'mineen, bear witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me both. My dear brothers, this is what taqwa is. Not that we are saved completely from the wiles of shaitan, but when shaitan comes upon us, when the touch of shaitan touches us, then we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, even though the month of Ramadan has now passed, it is not that now we revert to the life that we had been living before the month of Ramadan. The sign of the acceptance of our ibadah during the month of Ramadan is that we continue going closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not that now with the month of Ramadan that the doors of Tawbah are closed and we cannot turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, my dear brothers. But rather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the hadith that inna Allah ta'ala yabusutu yadahu bil layl liyatuba musi'u al-nahar wa yabusutu yadahu bil nahar liyatuba musi'u al-layl hatta tatlu'a ash-shamsu min maghribiha. That every night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting. Every night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting with metaphorically open arms, awaiting us. Waiting for who? Not for the pious people, but for the people who have sinned and transgressed during the day, so that they may turn to Allah, so that they may turn to subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night. وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ. Every morning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is metaphorically waiting with open arms, awaiting the sinners of the night to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day, every night, day in, day out, this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us, not only in the month of Ramadan. Yes, in the month of Ramadan, the opportunity of Tawbah, the opportunity of acceptance of Tawbah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting every day for us to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the shaitan will take hold of us, that shaitan will cause us to slip, that shaitan will deter us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is going to happen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wait for us continuously, hatta tatlu'a ash-shamsu min maghribiha, until the sun rises from the west. That is when Qiyamah starts. Then after no one's Tawbah will be accepted. So my dear brothers, this is now the sign. The sign of acceptance is now that we continue going close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, we should not feel shy. Perhaps a person might feel that the opportunity of Tawbah, the opportunity of repentance has passed, and now there is no hope for me. No, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, Ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This word, Ya ibadi, it contains 80 times more love than a mother has for a child. If you take, for example, the love that a mother has for a child, that a mother cannot even bear a child to see a child slipping without feeling pain in her heart. 80 times more love than that does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala express in this ayat or in this word of Ya ibadi, O my beloved servants. And who is being addressed in this verse. It is not that person who spends his entire night in tahajjud salah and he spends his entire day fasting, his entire day in tilawat. No, الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Those people who have transgressed all bounds, that have been spending the days in haram, the nights in haram. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. That do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. If you had hope, بَلَغَ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith Qudsi that if your sins had to reach the pinnacles of the heavens, and with one tawbah, one turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I would wipe off every single of your sin of yours, and it will not affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. So my dear brothers, this month of Ramadan is an ibrat for us. They say that the pious people took the month of Ramadan as an ibrat. How did they take it as an ibrat? Is that how we have restricted ourselves, we have constrained ourselves, and we have stayed away from guna, and exceeded ourselves with regards to the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the end of the month, we find that the day of happiness comes, the day of Eid al-Fitr comes. My dear brothers, similarly, the pious people, they lived their entire lives, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying away from haram, and any tawbah at night, crying towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the day that they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a day of true Eid, after which there is no trouble, there is no turmoil, there is no hardships. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of turning continuously towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remaining in that condition that we were during the month of Ramadan, so that the day that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a day of Eid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أعلنا وما أسررنا وما أنت أعلم به منا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم اشرح صدورنا للإسلام وحبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. Oh, the one who sees everything. Oh, the one who sees, who knows what our eyes assumed they saw. Who knows what our hearts concealed. Oh, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Oh, the one who loves to forgive. Oh, the one who is most forgiving, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Oh Allah, this day of Eid, Ya Allah, we turn towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have not fulfilled the haqq of this month as we have ought to fulfill this haqq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but you are all forgiving, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are not in need of any occasion to forgive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you just need us to turn before you, Ya Allah, to extend our hands before you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beseech of you through the rahmat that you have spoken about, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, through that mercy that you have promised, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we come to you with hearts drenched in sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from head to toe, Ya Allah, we are just drenched in sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you just have to forgive us, Ya Allah. We will return like the day our mothers gave birth to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us pure forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every one of us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of our family members who have passed on, Ya Allah, you forgive them as well. Ya Allah, those of our family members, Ya Allah, who are in the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the qabr a garden of the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. And do not make it a pit from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our parents who are in old age, Ya Allah, you have mercy on them. Ya Allah, our progenies that are in existence and our progenies to come, Ya Allah, you have mercy on them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them obedient to you and make them a coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us progenies who will be a means of taking your deen throughout the four corners of the world, will be flag bearers of the flag of the deen of Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to act upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us do those actions which will lead us to Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq of drinking from the hand of Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the Hose Kosar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make it such, Ya Allah, that when you come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day, because of some action of us or ours, Ya Allah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns his face away from us. Ya Allah, make us beloved to Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you make us your beloved, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make us beloved to you and you become beloved to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every one of us, Ya Allah, has some need, Ya Allah, which we are not able to speak about, Ya Allah. Ya Allah,
some person does not even know what he wants, Ya Allah, but you know what a person needs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know what is best for us, Ya Allah. You grant us the best of both worlds, Ya Allah. Grant us the best in the dunya, Ya Allah. Grant us the best in the qabr, Ya Allah. Grant us the best in qiyamah, Ya Allah. And grant us the best in the akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna, Ya Mawlana, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, Ya Mawlaya, salli wa sallim da'iman abada. على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أما بعد, فاعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد, وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم عيدهم يعني يوم فطرهم باها بهم الملائكة فقال يا ملائكتي ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله؟ قالوا ربنا جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره. فقال ملائكتي عبيدي وإمائي قضوا فريضتي عليهم ثم خرجوا يعجون إلى الدعاء دعاء وعزتي وجلالي وكرمي وعلوي وارتفاع مكاني لأجيبنهم. ثم قال ارجعوا قد غفرت لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات. قال فيرجعون مغفورا لهم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر لله الحمد. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستة من شوال كان كصيام الدهر. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى يبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار ويبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. ويقول الله سبحانه وتعالى يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أرسله بالحق بشيرا
ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر لله الحمد الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رحمة عامة اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد الإنس والجان جميعهما يا رب العالمين الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر لله الحمد عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون قال الله تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد